What's going on, people? My name is Hunter, and boy, do I have a story to share with you today. This is a true tale of a dangerous battle that I fought as a young man, and exactly what you should not do if you find yourself in a similar situation. This is the story of when I cracked my head open on a McDonald's urinal. I was roughly 16 when this incident occurred, working normal 3 to 11 at my local McDonald's. Around 5:30 p.m., as one does, I had to go to the bathroom. I left my station, unsheathed my rubber gloves, and made my way towards the gentleman's chamber. I walked in the bathroom casually, glancing at myself in the mirror as I passed by, maybe checking myself out a little bit. I then approached every man's best friend, the urinal. During this short prance towards freedom, my greasy shoes began to lose traction on the freshly mopped floor, and I took a fatal, slow-motion fall. As I yearned towards the ground, my head connected with the tip of the urinal. Everything went black. I quickly regained consciousness to the sound of a man in the stall who called out,
"Is everything okay out there, buddy?"
I looked at my surroundings and I came to the quick realization everything was, in fact, not okay. Panic set in as I began to grab my lost belongings off the blood-covered floor, and I made my way towards the mirror. Now, being someone who is queasy around blood, this sight shocked me. The right half of my face was stained with a sharp crimson red. I started freaking out and had no clue what to do. So I did what I saw fitting. I walked out in the lobby, made direct eye contact with my manager, and without saying a word, I went outside. I began moving towards my car, got there, briefly cleaned off my face, and then I passed out in the back seat for about 10 minutes. When I woke up, I called a buddy to give me a ride home because I did not feel comfortable driving. He eventually got there, and we drove back to my humble abode. My parents were not home at the time, so I called them and told them I had a small injury at work and decided to go home. They were alarmed, but I reassured them it was not a big deal, it was not an emergency, I am okay. After I got off the phone with my parents, I began to realize how tired I was, so I decided to take a nap. I slept for 3 hours until my buddy woke me up and told me he was leaving. He left, and I laid on the couch for another hour just watching TV until I heard my parents pull in the driveway. When they came in, they were laughing, carrying on, and even making fun of me for the incident. Then they wanted to see my battle wounds from the ceramic beast, so I took off my hat and I unveiled the bloody scene. It was pure silence from the both of them. They then looked at me and immediately began scolding me for downplaying this giant gash in my head. In my defense, though, the gash was on the backside of my head, so I couldn't exactly give a good damage report. They both agreed I needed to go to the ER and rushed me in my dad's truck. I arrived in under 5 minutes and began waiting in the lobby until my name was called out. After about 15 minutes, they called me into ER room number 6. I got multiple lectures from the nurses and doctors, varying from, "Don't take naps after serious head injuries," to, "You have to file an injury report before leaving your place of work." After about half an hour of these lectures, they finally began running a few concussion tests. I miraculously passed them all, in the good way. But then they proceeded to tell me that I would need 5 staples in my head. I was pretty nervous. I'd never had staples or stitches up to this point. And that staple gun was looking very intimidating. Lucky for me, though, it was quick and reasonably painless. I ended up getting 2 days off of school, which I saw as an absolute win. And despite me not filling out an incident report, McDonald's paid for my hospital bill. I returned to work less than a week later. And all of my coworkers gathered to see this chunk missing from my head. We all laughed and joked about it, and things were back to normal. Until nature called. And there was a business meeting between me and myself in the bathroom. attendance was mandatory. I began anxiously shuffling towards the facilities, and I made my way into the battlefield. Once I arrived, I yet again couldn't help but to check myself out in the mirror. But then my gaze went towards the creature. The creature that gave me quite the scar. The urinal. I locked eyes with the urinal, and I couldn't help but to feel a smile come across my face. There was a black trash bag over the white ceramic beast, and a little note that said, "Out of order." I did what I needed to do, and I left the bathroom, smiling ear to ear the whole time. A few things I'd like you to take away from this story. If you mop the floor, please use a wet floor sign. If you just so happen to smash your head on a urinal, do not take a nap. Let someone know, and you should probably go to the hospital. At the end of the day, though, I was out for a measly 2 days. The urinal was out of order for over 4 weeks. I may have lost that particular battle, but tell me this. Who won the war?